then repay to Caesar what belongs to Caesar, and to God what belongs to God. This is arguably one of Jesus' most famous one-liners. I imagine that it probably stopped the Pharisees and Herodians right in their tracks. Yet, it's so much more than just a one-liner. There's a powerful truth here for us. First, let's consider the setup. Is it lawful to pay the census tax to Caesar or not? This was a very clever ploy. Answer no, and you make the civil government mad. I can't imagine any rabbi who encouraged the people not to pay their taxes would have been tolerated very long by the Roman authorities. Answer yes, and Jesus appears to be encouraging conspiracy with the enemy. The Romans were pagans. They were oppressing the Jews. They were people that the faithful Jews despised. So Jesus asks for the Roman coin, the coin that bears the image of the emperor, Caesar. And that coin stood for the all-powerful Roman emperor, his armies, his authority, his divinity. For the people considered the emperor to be a god. There was no greater power or authority on the face of the earth. And that coin stood for all of that. But yet there is a greater authority. There is a greater power. God. And what bears the image of God? The whole world does. He created it. The sun and the moon, the earth and the stars. Psalm 19 proclaims that the heavens declare the glory of God. The firmament proclaims the work of his hand. The whole created world is suffused with God. Have you ever stood at the base of a mountain and looked up at it? Or at the rim of the Grand Canyon? Or looked out over the vast sea? And you couldn't help but feel the presence of God. You can feel the presence of God in those moments because he is present in his handiwork. And yet, strictly speaking, nature does not bear the image of God. There's a pinnacle of God's creation, a creature that he made in his own image and likeness. And that creature is you and I, mankind. The first humans, Adam and Eve, reflected the image of God perfectly because they were filled with the divine life. Through original sin, that life was lost, and the image of God in man was disfigured. Through the sacrament of baptism, that image is recreated within us. By birth, we bear the image of the first man, Adam. In baptism, we are reborn in the likeness of the new man, Jesus. My friends, baptism literally marks our soul with the image of Jesus, the beloved Son of the Father, so that when God looks at us, he sees his Son. That's what it means to be a brother or sister of Jesus and a son or daughter of God. We, like that coin, bear the image of the all-powerful God within us. And being bearers of God's image has a tremendous implication for how we live our lives. Jesus tells us to repay to God what belongs to God. Well, what doesn't belong to God? The whole created order does. We do. The very fact that we're alive and breathing and here this morning is God's gift to us. the sanctifying grace that's alive in our souls, making us his sons and daughters, belongs to him and is his gift to us. So if we are to repay to God what belongs to God, then everything has to be given back to him. Every aspect of our lives, every decision we make. The temptation here is to think that Jesus is telling us to put things into different compartments. Repay to Caesar what belongs to Caesar, and to God what belongs to God. But he's not encouraging that. Jesus' words are telling us that everything belongs to God. God has something to say about every aspect of our lives, not because he wants to dominate us, but because he's a loving father who wants to guide his children on a safe path. In these last few weeks leading up to the election on November 3rd, we must remember that even our political lives belong to God. A friend of mine often says that given the choice between their political party and God, people will choose their political party. It's sad, but true. How else can you explain Catholic politicians who hide behind the language of personal opposition, but publicly support policies that are contrary and antithetical to our faith? There's a fundamental disconnect there. They are not repaying to God what belongs to him, but bracketing off a part of their lives that they won't let God enter. And we don't want to be like that. We should want to be people who allow God to shine his light on every part of our lives. This means letting the principles of Catholic social teaching inform our choices for public office. First and foremost, there is the principle of the respect and dignity which is due to all human life, from conception to natural death. This is the foundational and most important principle upon which Catholic social teaching is based. There's the principle of the common good, which says that when the human dignity of all peoples is respected and preserved, society as a whole will be buoyed. Next, the principle of subsidiarity holds that decisions are best made at the local level by those who will support family life and the role of churches and community-based groups. And finally, the principle of solidarity, which recognizes that those who differ from us by race, language, or culture are our brothers and sisters. We are called to have a special love for the unborn and for those who are poor, vulnerable, or oppressed, immigrants, and those who are victims of racism or prejudice, and those who are deprived of life's necessities, both here at home and abroad. I'm painting a very broad picture of Catholic social principles. It's absolutely necessary for us to understand these principles, to learn more about them, to look for them in each party's platform, and to use them to make an informed choice for this and for every other election. For no part of our lives should be bracketed off from God and separated from our faith. Then repay to Caesar what belongs to Caesar, and to God what belongs to God. I hope you see how this is so much more than a one-liner. It's a call to us to be people of integrity, a people who allow faith to permeate every aspect of our lives. When we do that, then we will give to God what he deserves, which is everything.